Welcome to Fire Breathing Kittens, an actual play podcast. This is a special episode as we're joined with our new member, Mervin the Stolid. Hi, Mervin. Can you describe what you look like for our listeners?
I'm kind of a hippo fellow, if you will, kind of upright on my back feet. I know a lot of y'all aren't used to seeing that, but I'm 8 feet tall. I don't care what anybody says. I'm 8 feet tall. Pretty well built, like the attire you might see right here. This nice little linen shirt breathes well, you know, when I'm doing my work. And overalls, you got to have overalls, lots of pockets, lots of options on where to store stuff. And, you know, when you're doing kind of plumbing and that type of work, you really have that space to store stuff.
Lots of pockets and plumbing. You're going to get along well with Demyon, the engineer with lots of pockets.
Oh, I mean, look, engineers, they're trained, they're specialized. I think an engineer of everything, if you will.
You guys are going to get along great. You're going to MacGyver your way through an episode. We're going to have you like swinging on dental floss through the trees. It's going to be fantastic.
I like that you look at this body and think, that's a body that can handle dental floss.
Hippokin with the tree branches just like crashing all around you. Yep.
You hear the all cries right. of the trees. They don't appreciate it.
Branches snapping. So question one out of 15. Thank you for joining us for our interview. Question one is, you're a new addition to the Cran Box. What color would you be and why?
Well, I probably a gray. I think it's a really underappreciated color. I think a lot of times people think of color, they think of blue and red and yellow and, you know, all the ones that get all the press. But gray, without gray, you really don't know what those other colors are.
Yes. Everyone around you pops, right? You add subtlety
exactly.
and shades.
I think that's the key. It's it's like if you're buying a TV, you have to make sure that the black looks as dark as possible and the whites look as bright. Well, gray, I mean, we're all just the black and white that is making everything else really recognizable. Without us, you wouldn't have a way to define those.
Yeah. Well, Mervin, what are your strengths?
Well, some might say that I'm kind of a larger fellow, and so naturally my strengths are my strengths. I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, among the normal folk, I'm not going to lie. If you get me among the other hippo folk, I'm kind of average. But I'm forthright. I'm loyal. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I think that's really important. We see a lot of people not doing that. And I like to hold myself to that. And also I think I make a mean pad thai. I'm not gonna lie. My wife's a big fan of it. And so, I think, okay, number one, the pad thai, number two, loyalty, number three, physical strength, I think is where I'd rank those.
It depends on the situation.
Oh no. Pad thai is always number one. That goes without saying. I've yet to find a situation that pad thai will not get me out of.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Question three, what are your weaknesses, Mervin?
Maybe obstinance. I consider it a strength, but other people think it's maybe a little bit of a downfall because I maybe don't adapt the way they think I should. But look, you got to have something that steadies the base so that you know where you're going. Second one is, and that's probably my biggest weakness, but I would say second is going to be, Yeah. Look, I'm not proud of it. It's my weight. I've been on a diet lately, trying to get under 700, and you know, it's tough these days with all the good food. And again, I do make a mean pad thai, so that helps. That actually adds to it.
Great chefs, good food, and weight limits—the dilemma.
Oh, you know, you're preaching the choir on this one.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get you under 700 with adventuring. You can burn off those calories.
Well, you know, that's an interesting concept. It depends on your opinion on how you lose weight. Some people say keto. I think you just run a calorie deficit. And I think when you're hauling around 700 pounds, it's easy to run a calorie deficit unless you just keep eating pad thai. Look, it's delicious. I don't know what to tell you. I know peanuts are fatty. I get it, but they're just so good.
Do you put peanut butter in your pad thai?
You know, that's a controversial opinion, and but I do embrace that one. I think the peanut butter is just like it's mashed up peanuts. I think you need a little sweetness. You balance that with some soy sauce, something to cut it a little bit. Maybe add a little acid, and it just and also the thickness of the peanut butter really helps coat. So, I do. The short answer is I do, but I use crunchy because I like texture.
Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, the pad thai sounds very good.
Thank you.
I almost have to ask question four so that I don't go make pad thai right now. Question four is, Mervin, where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in this little town on the West Coast. I'm not sure you've heard of it, but it was an interesting childhood. You don't see a lot of hippo folk in is it Namiqui? I just realized I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't remember.
Nikinway, this is a voice from the clouds that no one hears.
Thank you, oh holy voice from the cloud for Namiqui.
Nikamui.
I'm going to butcher this for at least three more times. But you don't see a lot of hippo folk in this area. And that's part of why I came here. Growing up in my family, there's a lot of strong personalities that maybe I didn't mesh with. And this seemed like a better option. So moved as far away as I could get on to find a nice, happy living. And that brought me here.
I get that. Yeah. I mean, where you grow up is not where you have to stay.
Oh, you again, preaching choir, that whole thing again.
Question five is, why did you want to join the Fire Breathing Kittens Guild?
Well, it first came out from my superintendent. I help him out around the building for a discount, do the plumbing that we need in some of the apartments. And one, he just wasn't keeping me as busy as I'd like. So just to kind of fill some time, look, I'd like some peace and quiet, but there's only so much a man can take of that. And sometimes I just got to get out of the place. And look, I'm not saying anything bad about my wife. She's a lovely woman. I just, maybe I'm a little too much to have around all the time. I'm not going to lie. And so he pointed me to the guild. I was looking at some of the stuff on there thinking I'd look for plumbing jobs, maybe some like rough carpentry, something like that. And, what do you know? They're like, hey, we'll pay you 100 gold to go recover an artifact. And I thought, well, sure, that's probably going to take some sort of engineering. So it just made sense.
Yeah, it's a great fit. Question six is, if you were given a 1-minute advertisement time slot during the annual Nikamui fighting tournament, sort of like a Super Bowl, if you will, something that everybody's going to see, what would you fill that minute with?
Well, look, I'm going to fall back to reliable and say, Sunday, and I'm just going to get everybody out there ready to fight, ready to understand what's going to happen when they get there. And I really think that's you got to get people excited. And how do you do that? By yelling at them. That's really the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And then you just throw
show.
In a bunch of names.
Yeah, absolutely. Pump the crowd up for the second half of the show.
And if there's anything I can do, I can get a crowd going. It's probably bringing pad thai. I'm not going to lie. That's the first thing I always fall back on. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
It's like the shirt launcher, but it's a very well-sealed container of pad thai.
No, I've actually found that they don't like it sealed. They just want you to shoot it right at their face, right out of the t-shirt cannon. Whatever gets in. And then what's nice about that is if it's when you hit the person in front, two people behind them get the off the side spray, and you can serve more people that way.
That's the thing I'm remembering from this interview. You can serve more people that way.
Absolutely. High speed pad thai. That's look, we're going to start a chain, and it turns out people like it in an arena. They don't like it in a restaurant. So, but I really enjoy the t-shirt cannon.
You got to come prepared with the right clothing.
It turns out there's not appropriate clothing for pad thai at 100 miles an hour at your face. We stress tested a lot of options, and it turns out it doesn't work. Not from close range, at least. One lawsuit shut us down.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. look, he contends that he didn't sign up for that. I contend that he walked in the door knowing that he was going to get hit in the face with pad thai cannon. There's nothing we can do about that.
The judge will decide.
He did, unfortunately, and that's why I no longer have a restaurant.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense. Okay, well, since you don't have a restaurant anymore, question seven is, Mervin, What do you like doing in your spare time?
Well, you know, I do enjoy, I mean, obviously cooking, we're going to just skip that one because I think we understand that one. But I'm not going to lie. My wife, she has her little, her hobbies and such. And turns out I really enjoy scrapbooking. I didn't expect that. I didn't see it coming at all. But it turns out you're kind of putting things together to build something, to tell a story. And storytelling is kind of a pleasure for me like that. Reading them's fine, but creating them's a little bit something special.
Oh, yeah. And when you cut it out just perfectly?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I've
actually designed 28 different cutters for different shapes. I've only used each one once because it turns out the shapes you cut out of magazines very seldom match up again. But I do have unique cutters for every one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we could just talk about that forever.
Oh, definitely.
I made this today.
Yeah. Okay. Now my collection of cutters is actually bigger than my scrapbook collection, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm proud of everything I make.
Oh, storage for scrapbooking is its own fun topic.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Oh, the containers. You know, there's a store that's just called the Container Store. Oh, we'll have to take you.
That is, I can't go. I know my limits. I just can't do it.
We'll keep going. Question 8. You know your limits, but what things do you not know? What things in life are still a mystery to you, Mervin?
Well, now that's kind of an enigma in itself, isn't it? You're asking me what I don't know? How do I know what I don't know? You're going to break this guy's brain. Hold on a second. I don't know medieval fashion. I'll tell you that. I don't know when to stop making pad thai. Sorry, last time. I'm not going to bring it up anymore. I don't know when to quit, but in a good way. When things need to get done and I say I'm going to do them, I make sure they get done. I'll make sure the people around me also get it done. I may not agree with how they do it, but it will get done, and I promise you that.
All right. I mean...
And I don't know how to pronounce the name of that town. That's what I've learned. I'm struggling with the name of the town. I just call it home. And again, I'm sorry for everybody from the town. I'm not meaning to insult you. I'm just not good at it.
No one cares. It's the town of immigrants. Internally, they debate how it's pronounced. So really, you can't please everyone.
I'm going to say that in hippo folk, that's how we pronounce it. And then you're just being judgmental of my background. And that's on you, not me anymore. Thank you.
Exactly.
How dare you judge me?
Yeah. Question 9. Everybody's got one. Not everyone is aware of what theirs is. What is your annoying habit, Mervin?
My annoying habit. Oh, I do know it because I've been informed of it. It is my snoring. It is exceptionally loud. It is apparently at just the right frequency that it will actually rattle paint off walls. I didn't know that was a frequency. It turns out it's 37.2 hertz. Didn't know this. Only know this because I've had complaints and they brought in a sound expert to figure out what the cause was.
And the paint chips all around the room.
What's interesting is that it almost looks like the paint's undrying. It just sloughs off the wall. I wouldn't have believed it if they hadn't videoed it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, now I know what your next business is. Recovering paint and selling it again.
And I get to sleep. Look, I know I joined Fire Breathing Kittens, but I'm out of here. I got to go get that started now.
Think of the money. You can make passive income. You're sleeping.
Oh my goodness.
They'll bring you wood, like a wood dresser that somebody painted. And you're like, the travesty. Somebody painted this natural pine dresser. And you'll be like, just leave it in the room while I sleep. That'll be $100. And then you can sell the paint.
You know, I sleep for 10 hours, so they're not getting it for $10 an hour. $200, that seems reasonable.
Already making a business plan. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Look, I'll cut you in. I'm doing the heavy lifting, so I'll cut you in at 20%. I think that's reasonable.
And I'll headhunt these people who need dressers depainted.
Absolutely.
Well, that might be the kindest act I've ever done, but question 10 is, what is the kindest act you have ever done, Mervin?
Sorry, I get a little choked up thinking about it. It was probably the Mother's Day card I made for my mom on my 14th birthday. It was it was where I actually first discovered I might like scrapbooking, but then didn't pick it up for years later. I'd never seen my mother cry before that. I assumed at first that I had upset her, and she informed me that no, I had actually done something very sweet. The positive of that is that I made my mother happy and I made her proud. The negative of that was that my brothers ridiculed me relentlessly for the next 2 years, which is part of the reason I left. But it's not sad. My life's actually very good now.
Yeah, that's right. Find people who will accept you and welcome you for who you are.
And I feel welcomed here. Thank you.
Aw, good. Speaking of places like there and here, question 11 is, where would you like to visit, Mervyn?
Oh, gosh. Is it anywhere?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the moon, simply because I say I need to lose weight, but I think if I were at 1/6 the gravity, maybe I wouldn't need to, and I would be actually quite agile and nimble.
Oh, you know, hippos in water are really good swimmers because they're at the right density, and they basically run across the bottom of the river.
I am actually at a slightly higher density, and so I'm trying to lose some weight, so my feet don't quite reach the bottom. So I kind of look like a duck. Yeah, all calm at the surface, but then just going crazy underneath the water.
Aw. Well, future DMs listening to this, you heard Mervyn's request. Let's get this hippo to the moon.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Oh, we're pretty close to the end. Question 12 out of 15. Oh. Silly question territory. Mervyn, do you like pickles?
I'm going to need more clarity. I'm sure you know this, that to classify pickle is really to oversimplify a fantastic thing. Are you talking bread and butter? Are you talking half sour, full sour? Are you talking sweet pickles? Are you talking dill? You may be talking pickled okra. I don't know.
Okay, let's throw one out there. Glass jar, super small, name brand, possibly imported from a local farm, pickled beet.
Look, I probably made that more complicated than I need to. I actually like all things pickled. I'm not going to lie. They're delicious. I'm sorry. Sometimes I want to try to sound smart. That's on me.
That's okay. If I had those pickles, I would share them with you. They're delicious.
Oh, I could go for a pickle. Mm. Not on pad thai. Don't put it on pad thai. They made that mistake once. You only make that once. It turns out that's not a combination that works.
Maybe like pickled bamboo.
Oh, or hearts of palm. Pickled ooh, hearts of palm.
Hearts of palm would work. It's crunchy, yeah, too.
Yeah. It is. That's quite nice.
Yeah. A penguin walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does it say and why is it here?
Oh, this happened to me once. Holiday, Mexico, a little too much tequila. He probably says, hey, you didn't close your bar tab. You need to get back over here and close it. And please apologize to what you did to the penguin. And I didn't mean to. The sombrero fell off his head. I was trying to get it back on him. I didn't realize that I had gotten it lodged there so significantly so. And he probably, therefore, is going to say something very unpleasant about me. And rightly so. I'm not going to question him. And I would apologize immediately to him.
Yeah, well, you can fix most problems in a bar by buying everyone around, maybe. Order him some tacos.
Oh, tacos.
Yeah.
Man. Now I'm going to have to eat something. All this talk of food.
We just keep talking about food.
Okay. I know.
Well, hopefully it worked out all right with you and the penguin. If not, maybe this is your arch nemesis in a future episode. We'll find out.
Well, and if he tries anything, I've got everyone's back. Because I've dealt with him before. I can deal with him again.
Just push the sombrero on the penguin.
It turns out really firmly. Yeah. It's penguin heads are not designed for sombreros. So it turns out once you get past a certain point, you kind of catch the edge of the beak. It's not coming off. Like, not without cutting it off or if jaw's alive or something.
The problem's cause is also its solution sometimes.
Absolutely. Turns out squeezing the penguin doesn't get the sombrero off, just so you know.
Question 14. Mervyn, what would you like remembered about you?
I'm going to say I want to be remembered for taking care of people. I think that's something that's maybe lacking a little bit nowadays. And just I want the people around me when I'm gone to, you know that I did everything I could to help them.
Yeah. Well, let's see if people think that. Let's find out. You have the chance to give that impression. No. In an upcoming
adventure. Is this like a, hey, this is your life, and they're going to be bringing people out? And I was like, I'm not prepared for this at all, emotionally, physically, whatever.
No. We will see in the upcoming season. Question 15, very last question. What is one message you would give to your fans?
Biggest message to my fans is simply going to be this. You can be anything you want to be, except for a penguin and sombrero. You can't be that. That's already taken. But anything else you can be.
You heard it here, folks. What was the Pantai line? Gets it faster to everybody?
if you shoot one guy in the face, it'll feed the who behind him. So it gets to everything there faster. You can feed more people with loose Pantai. That's what it comes down to.
Well, Mervin, we'll see you in an upcoming adventure.
Fantastic.
Goodbye.
Bye.